Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news moving the sector, our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy. We focus on the most important themes, sector trends that investors want exposure to as the cannabis market continues to grow and evolve. And being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages, and I bring my experience also investing in emerging markets as a portfolio manager and other early stage asset classes. This Cannabis Weekly is going to focus you in on, one, the market, the week over week performance, earnings, M&A, et cetera. Two, the macro, the important legislative and macro trends that seem to dominate this industry. And three, finally, our portfolio, CNBS, our approach to asset allocation, and a discussion of key news items for the portfolio over the week. It's for this week, Feb 7th. And for a market that's not paying attention to macro news, you know, there it is. There's news story out there. We're going to get into this that offers another fresh glimmer of hope for legislation. Should cannabis markets be paying attention to this in a world where there was whipsaw after whipsaw in 2021. And we're always going to tell our investors that we're not out there investing based upon a federal outcome in 3, 6, 9 months or 9 years. But I think, you know, as we talk about last week and we talk about today's price action, there are a handful of things that have been constructive in the last 4 or 5 days. And they also include some M&A. They include some direct equity raise. They include a little more debt raised. They include the global markets being in a better place. They include some technicals that we'll talk about. So actually, let's dive in there real quick. Week over week, you had the cannabis market have a very large turn last week. Some of the top market caps, you've got Trulieve up 18%, Cresco Labs up 13.2%, TerrAscend up 13.1%. Verano up 11.4%. They who were involved in some of the M&A last week. GrowGen, beleaguered GrowGen, Picks and Shovels up 10.3%. Columbia Care up 10.2%. North of the Border, Tilray up 8.4%. So the Canadians definitely participating in this. Green Thumb up 8.3%. Canopy Growth up 7.8%. And then a handful of the second tier MSOs really up strong. MaryMed up 22%. Jushi up 26%. I want to talk briefly just on a couple thoughts on technicals, because Friday's price action was very solid, but the volume was excellent. And if you look across a handful of the MSOs, Friday's volume was one of the top 6 or 7 volume days they have seen in the last 6 months. And then on the charts themselves, you have Cresco dancing with the 50-day moving average. You've got Verano, which has been basing over the last few months. And, you know, both of these stocks, Cresco had a terrible December. Verano had a terrible last 3 months of 2021. So Verano basing over the last few months. And let's talk about their goodness growth deal. One, gets people excited that there is more consolidation coming. Two, the prices paid for New York and Minnesota licenses effectively are what was on offer there at Goodness Growth, formerly Vireo. And I think it just kind of gives you some sense in where the larger players are looking to continue to consolidate and roll up. I do think the larger cannabis players are not necessarily overpaying for assets the way they did a year and a half ago. But I do think that there's very constructive M&A that will also be very constructive for the price tone of the market. I think if you look at what's going on in New Jersey, there's, I think, a better outlook on what's already been a disappointing delay for the rec market, but that an environment that's already gotten more constructive in the last couple weeks. And that's very good for Verano. It's very good for TerrAscend. It's very good for GTI and Curaleaf are some of the main players that benefit. And then even in New York, there was some positive commentary coming out of the Office of Cannabis Management, but the sense, and actually a bill proposed, though, in Albany that may begin to give cultivation licenses to existing hemp players. Again, just the bill, but it's something that puts some positive spin into the New York market, which has been such a disappointment, and something that I think folks are
hoping could be a driver, because it was a big driver in April of 2021. So now let's just talk about the macro real quick. So again, last Friday, SAFE Banking passed in the full House. This is now the sixth time we've seen SAFE Banking pass through the House of Representatives as an inclusion in the America Competes Act. And this is a bill focused on semis and how America can actually compete with China. And ultimately, this all goes to the Senate for consideration. Many view this is dead on arrival in the Senate. So what can I say? I think the more relevant conversation on legislation, and it's not good news, is that Schumer was out there talking about he is going to introduce his comprehensive cannabis, the CAOA bill. We've only had a draft so far, and that will come in April, maybe, in fact, on April 20. But again, he's speaking about cannabis reform. I think this is probably going to, make it a difficult competitive environment within the Senate for cannabis. And I think this is something that ultimately is why the market should be cautious, if not somewhat skeptical. But no question that there is plenty of cannabis legislative discussions. And it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And for cannabis investors that are investing thematically longer term, the type of technical tailwinds that are there for this, and just the wall of capital that comes in when institutions can own it, really changes the story on what people are willing to pay for a sector that is still, even in your worst case scenarios on a 5-year basis, I believe, growing 15% a year top line, and margins that are still going to be well ahead of traditional CPG. Let's talk about CNBS. CNBS was up 8.9%. We actually bought an IPO last week, so the Silver Spike BDC. It's actually the fourth IPO that the fund has bought, and I think one of the things that differentiates CNBS is we can be active, we can own these types of deals. If you look at just portfolio companies, we mentioned the positive and constructive volume and price action with Green Thumb and Curaleaf and Cresco Labs and Trulieve, which are the four largest positions in the portfolio. There continues to be announcements of additional dispensary openings and extension of the footprints. Green Thumb is going to open up two more Rise locations in Virginia. Trulieve is out there opening. Cresco Labs is out there opening. And just, we would reiterate that that's part of the dynamic here. Going to see Weedmaps reporting this week. I think, the story, first of all, really just needs to come from within. There needs to be some better guidance and more, I think, realistic guidance from them to the street this week, because the story, as I've said, we are long. We do believe that this is the best and largest kind of e-commerce marketplace play with some other drivers to upside. So let's keep an eye on that. But at 2.5x sales, this is not a high multiple stock. This is a low multiple stock. So we're going to leave you there. Again, it's the Cannabis Weekly for the week of Feb 7th. I'm Tim Seymour. Be safe. Have a great week.